As most of you know, as a community, we're in an 8-week book study, and the book we're studying is called The Abundance Project by Derek Riedel. And so the groups of people who meet once a week and they, you know, study a chapter at a time approximately, and then on Sundays, we talk about the same chapter. So the Sunday actually leads the week. You know, so this week we'll talk about chapter 3, and the title of the chapter is 7 Gifts That Give You Everything. So the book study is about abundance, and as we just heard, it's like money is coming to me easily and effortlessly, but the word money, you can fill it in with anything you like, right? It can be peace comes to me easily and effortlessly, friends come to me easily and effortlessly, connection comes to me easily and effortlessly. But what we need to understand, you know, there's this spin that I've been looking at since this morning. It's beautiful. And it actually feels like it's a pin with different people coming together. Is that your pin? It's gorgeous. It just fell, so I needed to acknowledge it. You can have it. Although I really like it. Aww, thank you. So when we say like money or friendship or peace comes to me easily and effortlessly, we have to understand where it is coming from. We are trained to think that it's coming from the outside. We don't experience peace because of blah, blah, blah is happening. You know, easy to fill in. We don't experience peace because the elections are happening, right? We don't have connection because the community we're in is very cliquey. We don't have friends because people are only thinking of themselves. You know, and on we go, right? But the outside is not our source. What we're taught in Unity and what is really the foundation of this book, The Abundance Project, is that spirit, that divine energy, that the infinite invisible energy within us is our source. The teaching is that there is the infinite invisible energy that has created everything out of itself. And it's a beautiful meditation. And then, to be honest, I think it's a lifelong meditation. It's the ultimate goal of our spiritual path to fully embody that and to fully understand that. And I've heard this teaching for many years now, and I can tell you, every time I have another experience of it. Every time I go like, oh, I'm looking on the outside again. Let me bring myself back. Okay? It's very important. And so then the second premise, you know, what he talks about in the book is whatever is missing in our life is what we're not giving. That's very interesting. So we'll talk more about that. That has definitely been something that has been working me. But let's go back to that infinite invisible energy within us. You know, it's not like a cold non-personal type of thing. It's non-personal in the sense that it doesn't have favorites. You know, it doesn't favor one person above another. It's fully available to all of us because it's expressing as all of us. It's desiring to express as each and every one of us. So it's non-personal, and at the same time, it's really personal. When we have that moment where we feel this incredible love filling us up, that is that energy. You know, years ago, one morning, I woke up and it was a dreary day. It wasn't sunny. It was nothing special happening that day. But I looked out the window and I felt so content and I felt so happy. And I got it. It had nothing to do with what was happening on the outside. It's like in that moment, I was so open to the spirit within that is expressing as me. So Pierre Pradovant, in his book, The Gentle Art of Blessing, describes it really well. And I just want to read it to you and close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. and just let it sink in. He says, remember that. Whatever the representation you may have of yourself, so however you think of yourself, deep inside you exists a space of infinite beauty and rest, of total unconditional love, of goodness without bounds, of unshakable peace and calm, of dancing joy and playful being, of limitless vision and infinite abundance. Just take a deep breath and open your eyes. How does that feel? Even if you just got a little bit of that, that wasn't generated by anything on the outside. It is right here. And you can touch base with that anytime. In the book, Derek Rydell has an exercise called the 1 Minute Mystic. And it's really just throughout the day, just take a moment and get back in touch with that love of who you are. Because we need to practice. We need to practice these teachings. It's easy to repeat them. It's easy to get it with our mind. But we need to get it in our bones. We need to get it in our body. And that means that we need to be committed. And also that we need to honor and respect that part of us. Because where we put our attention, that expands. So when I'm in the practice of remembering who I am, that I am really that space of infinite beauty and rest, that I'm really that unconditional love, if I'm willing, if I put in the effort to go back there on a regular basis, then that will expand. The last couple of weeks, Reverend Kristen has been talking about, you know, chapter 2 in the book, but talks about the blocks, why we're not experiencing what we're experiencing, you know, the truth we have just been talking about. Today, we're going to talk about a way that we can let that flow of love and abundance from within, how we can increase that, how we can increase that flow. Okay, and he calls it the 7 gifts that give you everything. Now, it's not 7 gifts outside of you. It's 7 ways of giving you can practice. Let me say one more thing. Like, what happens when we start giving? And let me show you. I love ferns. This was a fern once upon a time. And then I went on vacation and didn't get enough water, and now there are little dry stalks at the top. Now, I've had that before with another fern, but what I know is that even though it looks really dry, the life energy is still there. I just need to give it attention. And so I literally, this gets watered every day, gets sprayed every day, and then it becomes this again. This plant was in the same state as that one. And that's one of the reasons that I love ferns, because they come back. But that's the same with us. When we feel dry in our lives, we just need to start watering ourselves. We just need to start putting our attention on the truth within. And when we practice the 7 ways of giving, or as Rydell calls it, the 7 abundance activators, we open ourselves up to become this beautiful fern again. Okay? Now, talking about 7 activators in 20 minutes is quite a task. And so I'm going to do it. And if you feel like I'm rushing through it, you're right, because I probably could give a talk on each and every one of them. But what I would like you to do as I address them, that you just think about it in your own life, how you have been giving in these ways. So make it personal, okay? So the first one, he talks about giving out. Giving out is about giving of ourselves. And he addresses three key areas: time, talent, and treasure. So time is giving of our time without any strings attached. And most of us here, if not all of us, are familiar with that, right? Many of you volunteer here at Unity of Walnut Creek or have volunteered, you know, for events like the Wizard Ball was a big production, you know, many people involved. And what you see is like this beautiful event is created, right? So we give freely of our time, but it doesn't always have to be so organized. A friend of mine in Chicago, Cindy, and she knows that I'm telling this story and I got permission to do so. She was sharing with me the other day. She said she has a client and sometimes she needs to make copies for this client or she needs to print something. And she goes to Office Depot. And she says sometimes she can do it by herself on the machines that are available. And sometimes she needs to go to the counter to get help. And so she was there last week and she went to the counter and there was a man there who was really stressed out because he had to get something copied that day. It was very urgent. But a person behind the counter said, "We're short-staffed and I have several jobs before you. I cannot help you. But you can feel free to use the copy machines that are available for self-serve." And he got even more distressed and he says, like, "I don't know how to use those." And the person behind the counter said, like, "I'm really sorry, but I cannot help you." And my friend says, "I'll help you. I know how to use them." And the man was really surprised. And she just walked over to the copy machine with him and showed him how to do it. So the first batch they did together, and then the second batch he did by himself. And he was so proud. And he felt so great. And she said, "It took all of 5 minutes of my time. But through giving of her time, freely giving, you know, her life was enriched and his life was enriched," right? So giving of her time, giving of her talent. You know, spirit is expressing as each and every one of us because it desires to do so. You're not here by accident. In case you thought so, it's not true. You know, no matter what your parents might have told you. You know, my mom told me. But, you know, spirit wanted to express as you with your talents, with what you have to give the world. It loves to be a singer. It loves to be an actor. It loves to be an organizer. It wants to experience itself like that. So to express more of it, we need to pay attention to our talents and be willing to share them. So for a while now, I have been contemplating, like, what gives my life meaning? What is meaningful to me in my life? What is fulfilling to me in my life? And I've been playing with it and has been surprising. It's like some things that I thought would really do it for me, you know, it just didn't do it. Other things that I wouldn't expect actually filled me up. But one thing I remembered is that as a kid, I grew up playing the organ. I learned to play the organ. I wasn't super good at it, but I learned to play the organ. And later, when I went to a meditation center, I started playing the harmonium, which is a version, portable version of the organ. You know, it's small, but I love the sound of the harmonium. And I love playing the harmonium and chanting. But it had been a while that I had done that. And so I was thinking about it, I go like, wow, yeah, I really love the sound of the harmonium. So I went to a store in Berkeley and actually bought myself an harmonium. And I started practicing. And what I noticed is, like, even just playing scales for 10 minutes a day filled up my heart. And what I see is, like, there is this desire within me to share that talent. And the moment I give it attention, I feel happy. I feel fulfilled. So check out with yourself, what are your talents and how can you share them? And then the third one is treasure. And treasure really has to do with money. And, you know, most of us have heard of tithing. It's like giving a tenth of our income. He also addresses that we can give to charity. And what is really important is that, again, to shift our mindset, that it's not like, oh, when I have a lot of money, then I'll give. No, it's about starting now from what you already have. I've had my own bookkeeping business for 22 years now, and 6 years ago, because of something that was happening in my life, it was the first time in all these years that it looked like I couldn't support myself for a couple months, which was really scary for me. And I decided to study tithing. And so I committed to tithing 10% of my income to the places where I felt spiritually fed. And to be honest, for me, there were several. But what I also did is that I studied the principle of tithing so that I understood what was behind it and how it worked. And for me, what I came to is like, if this infinite energy is my source, and so therefore the money flows in and is coming from this source, I'm giving back to the source. It's like a farmer, you know, harvesting, having its harvest, but not keeping everything for themselves, but giving back to the land. And then when we seed again, you know, then we have another harvest. So tithing, giving money. Then the other thing that I did is like thinking what was really important to me. Education is really important to me. And I thought, you know, can I just give $10 a month to an organization that supports education? It doesn't have to be a lot, but can I start giving? And when I started giving, it started opening up for me and I was able to give more over time. So giving out time, talent, and treasure. The next thing, the next way of giving is giving away. Giving away has to do with material items. Now, I really like books. When I go into a bookstore, it's very seldom that I don't come out with a book. I have more books than I have time to read. So I can go to my bookshelf and see a book and go like, oh yeah, I bought that one 3 years ago. Really should be reading it. It's a good book. And at the same time, I know I'm never going to read this book. But what happens is that because this dialogue is going on every time I go to the bookshelf, it creates contraction within me. And so it stops the flow of energy. So what I finally decided is that if I know that I'm not going to read that book, then let me give it away. You know, there are tiny libraries all over, or I just give it to the library, or I give it to Goodwill. Let somebody else enjoy it. And it can be with anything. It can be with furniture, clothes. It's just really clearing out the energy in your own home. So what you have is something you really like. Then when you see it, you enjoy it. The third one is giving up. And it's very much like giving away, but it's not the material things. It's your emotional household. You know, something could have happened 10 years ago. And you still feel resentment for it, that's a long time. And, you know, we might feel resentment for what happened, and it's bothering us. Even when we think we're over it, it's kind of sitting there, you know, something else happens and it's totally triggered. You know, it's not healthy. It stops the energy flow in our bodies. It's not healthy for our emotional well-being. And the thing is, we might be hanging on to it and the other person might have forgotten it, gotten over it, or never even knew that you felt resentment about it. You know? And so can we let it go? Can we choose life? Can we choose love? Now, I must say, emotions, to me, are messengers. So if I feel angry about something, let me find out why I feel angry and then do something about it. But that is different than holding on to it for all this time and let it, you know, affect me in whatever I do. The next one is giving in. Giving in is not throwing up our hands in the air and just go like, ah, it's never going to work anyway. Giving in is recognizing, again, that spirit wants to express as each and every one of us. And that there is maybe a vision that I don't know about, but that I can lean into and let happen. So I give up my idea of how something should appear. And I just, for me, it's a beautiful example. It just happened to me over the last few months. It's like, a couple of years ago, I moved from LA to Walnut Creek, and I knew it wasn't like, the place where I landed wasn't necessarily the place where I would stay, and I knew that. I just knew that I needed to land somewhere so I would have time to figure out where to go next. And it got clear to me that I wanted to be in the Oakland, Berkeley, Richmond area. And so at the beginning of the year, I started to look for a place. And what I had in my mind was, really want a house. I want a house where people can come and visit and where my cats can run around. And I want it with a yard and with fruit trees. Really like to be in a neighborhood where the neighbors know each other. And it would be really lovely if there was like a little grocery store I could walk to. So that was my vision. And somebody who knew that I wanted to move asked me about what I wanted, and I was very clear that it had to be a house. And so I went to look around, and I saw several places that I really loved, actually, beautiful places. But every time, I was like, yeah, it's not quite it. Friends of mine, several friends actually of mine had said, like, you know, when I found my place, I just knew it. I knew that it was my place, and I didn't have that feeling, you know? So I let it go, and I go like, let me just see what is really there. And then one day, I hear that an apartment opens up in Oakland. And I knew this apartment because a friend of mine had lived there a number of years ago, and I loved the apartment. So I applied for it, and in 3 days I had it. And it's literally, I wake up every morning so grateful I'm in that apartment. And it has a lot of what I figured out I wanted. You know, it's very spacious. It's actually in a home. It's in a Victorian house, and I'm on the top floor. And so I literally have, like, windows all around, which is fantastic. It's in a community where neighbors look out for each other. It is great. It's really close by stores that I can walk to. My cats are safe there. But there were also aspects that I didn't realize that would make me really happy. And that is that I'm high up. I love having the view. I just notice how happy that makes me. And also because I'm higher up, I actually feel safer. And so in that aspect, a house wouldn't have worked for me. So it was about giving in, letting emerge what was there for me, what was the highest and the best for me, and just staying open. The next one is giving thanks. And I think all of us are familiar with that, right? Practicing gratitude. When we practice gratitude, we're on the same frequency as a spirit wanting to emerge. Because when we practice gratitude, we look at the abundance we already have. Not as, oh, I only can have $5 and that's it and I should be grateful for it. No, it's like, I have $5 and that came from the source. And there is more where this came from. So when we focus on that, when we have our energy, it's like, yes, this abundance is here for me and it is showing up in this beautiful friendship. It is showing up in my family who wants me to be around and with my sister who I can laugh like a teenager. You know? So it's recognizing the truth. The sixth giving is giving to yourself. And this is where I come back to Derek Rydell saying, whatever is missing in our life is what we're not giving. I might think, you know, I've had relationships where I go like, you know, this person didn't have my back. Or this person didn't honor or respect me. You know, in ways that felt really harmful. But then when I look back, I go like, did I honor and respect myself? Why did I step into this in the first place? Because the red flags were there. Why didn't I honor and respect myself and not do that? Did I have my own back? Did I believe in myself? So giving to oneself is not about beating ourselves up. You know, that never works. But it's just by recognizing, it's like, how am I in relationship with myself? You know, they say it's like we train people how to treat us. It's an interesting one, right? And it's like, yeah, that is true, but I must say sometimes it's pretty hard. You know, when we see things happening, go like, ooh, okay, so where am I in myself? How do I treat myself? And then it comes to the last form of giving, and that is forgiving. And I must say, these seven ways of giving, or the abundance activators, they're not separate from each other. They all work together, right? When I clear my space, when I give away, the energy flows, and then it might be easier to give up, you know, some of the resentment I felt inside, and then I can lean into spirit maybe a little bit more, right? And then when I give to myself, then it becomes easier to forgive somebody else who I thought might have done me wrong. And there are levels of forgiveness, and Derek Rydell goes into that, but there's no time for that. But I highly recommend you read it. Because forgiveness can be a process. It can be, you know, we start with, okay, I forgive you because it really doesn't do me any good if I don't, you know? Or I forgive you, but I hope you learn your lesson. Right? Oh, hi, a mighty me. And then there comes a point of forgiveness where we just can say, you know, this is the play of the universe. And I played my role, and that person played their role. And I truly wish that spirits can express as freely through them as I wish that it is expressing as freely through me. And I know when it expresses freely that spirit is love and spirit is light. So when I wish that upon somebody else, when I'm forgiving the best for somebody else and for myself, then we lift each other up, right? So these are the seven abundance activators. These are the gifts that give us everything. That when we focus on giving, you know, we focus on giving out and giving away, giving up and giving in, giving thanks and giving to yourself and forgiving, then our world opens up. Then we open up the channel for spirit to express freely. So let's anchor this with an affirmation. I will say it first and then we'll repeat it together. And it is, I recognize the divine flow within me as I give freely. Let's do it together. I recognize the divine flow within me as I give freely. Thank you.